Okay, next patient is going to be a patient by the name of last name TRINH, first name HAU. Okay. This is a This is a 56-year-old woman with a history of malignant stomach tumor / carcinoid, malignant neuroendocrine tumor, poorly differentiated, neuroendocrine carcinoma, history of metastatic disease to the bone at least. She was recently hospitalized with new metastatic neuroendocrine carcinoma of the liver, to the liver. Patient had low sodium. Patient recently was, before this, hospitalized with low, patient was hospitalized for Zomida infusion. Patient's daughter states that mom is no longer interested in further chemotherapy because of side effects. He has severe dizziness, upper GI bleed, severe anemia, hemoglobin of 3.2. Has had multiple transfusions, has been hypoglycemic. He also had a 3-centimeter mass in the gastric cardiac region. Biopsy showed a neuroendocrine tumor with liver and bony metastasis, period. Patient has not done well with treatment. Patient is in pain, hypotensive, and severe weak. Requires pain medication around the clock, period. Continues to be anemic despite treatment or transfusions. Recent albumin was 2.5. Is not eating very much. She has decreased weight. And recent PET scan shows minimal change. Shows actually progression of the disease in the lungs, liver, and bone involving the right scapula now. Patient has now made the decision, along with her daughter and their Dr. Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, patient's PCP, to stop all treatment and be placed on hospice. Given patient's grave prognosis, advanced disease, worsening symptoms, severe anemia, protein malnutrition, thrombocytopenia, recent failure on carboplatin and ETOPOSIDE, I suspect patient has only days to weeks to live. Therefore, remains is hospice appropriate. Expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you. Oh, also put down patient has recent CT scan did show portal vein hypertension. and Ascites and Anasarka. Put that in there somewhere in the text. Thank you. Related to her because of her current metastatic disease. Put that in there somewhere. Thank you.